Chapter 2. Alice's Surreal World. God, you pulled me out of the grave, gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. Psalm 33, The Message. I feel like I've fallen into an Alice in Wonderland hole, where the rabbit with his ticking watch runs in and out repeating, "It's late, it's late," and you know it's your own ticking clock. Has life as I knew it, with easy conversation, circle of friends, and a predictable future, is it gone forever? Is this the end of everything I treasured? Has the reality I knew gone for good? Alice's size shrinks and expands, as does mine. When I psych myself up, ready to take on this new world, I grow large and confident, hopeful and energized, and able to do anything. But when I drink the shrinking potion that matches the changes I need to make, that will enable me to enter new doors, I am diminished in size and hear the echoes of my own voice repeat, "Your life of constancy and reliability is over. There will never be happy days again." And I fall further into the hole of hopelessness, where obstacles of creating a new beginning loom larger than monster shadows on the wall. It is here I meet the Cheshire Cat, who smiles with understanding of my plight, but quickly disappears as I move toward new relationships and possibilities, leaving only the illusion of a new and happy future. It is part of the surreal world I have fallen into. Life as I had known it, colored with love and companionship, is gone. Death has thrown me into a new existence where everything has changed, and glimpses of a promising tomorrow fade as quickly as a Cheshire Cat who leaves behind a mocking grin. Like Alice, I find myself scurrying about, trying to find a way out of this rabbit's hole of illusion and unreality. There must be a way to have normalcy again. Arriving at the Mad Hatter's tea party, I recognize myself in the frantic activities, hurrying here and there and everywhere, trying desperately to find a slice of familiarity and predictability that will provide nourishment to my soul. But as I lift my cup to drink, I find the cup broken and unable to hold the tea. The party of life has passed me by, and like Alice, I desperately try to return to the world I knew before death toppled me, a world where I was secure within a loving relationship. I find myself crying, "Wake up, wake up, wake up from this strange land. Wake up to find your loved one with you once more. Wake up to the world you once knew." And I pray, "God, please take me out of this Alice in Wonderland world. Pull me out of this morass of grief and despair. I want to experience happiness again." Reflection and personal application. In the blink of an eye, our world can be turned upside down and inside out, leaving us spinning like a top, stunned, bewildered, and in shock. The world as you had known it no longer exists. The sun shines brightly, traffic speeds past, and children laugh and squeal with delight. But you are numb to the sights and sounds around you. You move within the familiar sphere of your life, but you are no longer a participant.